Mayor, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, we have won debate. I guess you're kind of happy about that.
Exactly.
Please temper your enthusiasm.
Yes. Well, I don't know what the nerd is afraid of. I can't figure it out. You know, I'm very disappointed. But in our deliberation, I mean, our brief deliberations, I just decided to be the bigger person. I tried to get him to put his offer of three debates. You know, I was always surprised that he offered three debates. I don't think that they were ever, in retrospect, really serious about debating three times. He was intransigent and immovable on one debate only. Which I can't understand, Tony. You know, to me, if you had the plan to rebuild Michigan's economy, if you really thought you had the plan, the solution to the problems facing Michigan, I think you'd want to shout from the highest mountain. I think you'd want to go out and make sure people knew. And if you were given an opportunity on broadcast TV all across this state by the biggest stations, you know, Wood TV in Grand Rapids and Detroit TV and WILX in Lansing, if the biggest stations in the most populated centers wanted to give you a platform to share your vision and to tout your record, I would think if you had the confidence that you really had the plan, you would jump at that opportunity. Rick Snyder is running from that opportunity. I'm running on my record. He's running away from his record.
All right. The debate was decided to be on October 10th. I would have loved to have been with you yesterday, Mayor. You sat down, had coffee. I guess Mr. Snyder had a beverage. What happened when you sat down? Did you both have your staffs and your peeps there?
No,
during that conversation?
Well, we kept the staff outside. And look, it was a gentlemanly discussion. Okay, I mean, it was relatively cordial, but I'm just deeply disappointed that, you know, he doesn't have, enough respect for the process or the people that he thinks he doesn't believe he has to submit himself, that he has to apply for the job and go through the interview process.
Well, he says the debates aren't necessary. He said he wants to get out and discuss his plan and town hall meetings, and that the debates are unimportant. What's important is getting jobs for folks, and he doesn't see the value in that. But I know you differ on that.
Well, that demonstrates his arrogance and lack of respect for the American democratic process. He wants to get out when he says get out with the people, he means the people who support him. He means his orchestrated, prearranged, invite-only town hall meetings. Okay, now I crashed one of those meetings. But the average person isn't going to do that. The average person isn't going to go where they're not invited. So I challenged him to, okay, Rick, you like the town hall meeting format. Let's have the town hall meeting. I'm not picky about the format. I mean, if Tony Connolly wants to host a debate for an hour, have the two of us on, call in or in studio, I'll be there.
But, Mayor, let's make it quite clear. You didn't crash that. You respectfully waited outside. He invited you in. You both had actually excellent dialogue and were respectful. Why couldn't that be done on a multi-faceted debate format?
Exactly. And I appreciate your pointing that out. I only said crash because that's how it's been portrayed in some media. And so the point is, Tony, you run a risk when you go someplace uninvited. Most people will not do that. And so, I'm just saying, yeah, I offered him the town hall. I said, let's have real town hall meetings where we go to an auditorium and invite everybody far and wide. Maybe you could either have a moderator or not to help moderate, you know, the questions. But it was one debate, and it was the Center for Michigan, no audience, in a studio, very antiseptic. That's all he wanted. I mean, the guy is comfortable in 30-second sound bites, 30-second infomercials. He wants to portray himself one way, as though he's a different kind of politician. But if he was a different kind of politician, you know, offer yourself out there for the public instead of being the victim, instead of being the tool of your being in this corporate cocoon and being pushed around by your handlers. you know, get out there among regular people, not just people who support you.
We're talking,
you know, there are real issues to debate.
We're talking with Lansing Mayor Virge Brennero on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Let me play devil's advocate, Mayor. I've had some people, a business owner yesterday, a salesperson yesterday, that told me they don't care about the debates. That's not the issue. They want to know how jobs are going to be created in a short term in Michigan and how the business environment is going to be changed. What's your assessment of that? Do you think most people care or don't care about debates?
Well, it's just like when he says, when Rick says, it's not about debates, it's about jobs. Hello, that's what we're going to be discussing in a debate. Okay, that's why you have a debate. I believe my jobs plan is better than Rick Snyder's jobs plan. I have a plan called the Michigan Main Street Agenda. He claims to have a plan. How are you going to decipher which plan is better? Yeah, I agree. It's about the economy. It's not about debates. That's why you could normally quickly agree to three debates, and then you get on with discussing the real issues like the economy and jobs and economic development at the debates. So the debate is a vehicle to ascertain what is the truth? Who has the better plan? I think I have the better plan. I think I have the better track record. I've been building jobs, growing jobs in Lansing, 6,000 new jobs. We're growing manufacturing. You know, we're in the hunt for an expanded GM presence, $200 million expansion, 640 jobs. I think we're going to get that expansion. I've got the experience as mayor. I've balanced budgets on time, no tax increase, AA-plus credit rating. I've governed in tough times. What did Rick Snyder do when things got tough? At Gateway, he cut and ran. He rewarded the people at the top. Him and his friends became millionaires, and 20,000 people are laid off, and Gateway is a Chinese company. So I'm ready to put my record and my vision up against his. Traditionally, that's done in a debate setting so people can see us side by side, take the measure of the man, really look at the plan, kick the tires, see what we're about. And they're only going to get one chance to do that.
All right, so, Mayor, yeah. I'm home watching TV, minding my own business, and here comes an ad. And it didn't make you look very good. They blurred out your photo. But the ad basically said Mayor Virge Bonero is a career politician, and although he claims he hasn't raised taxes on the citizens of Lansing in years, he has increased the fees on hundreds and hundreds of fees in the city of Lansing. And obviously, you should have an opportunity to talk about that.
Well, I mean, duh, of course. At the county level, at the city level, you have to raise fees periodically. Some of those fees, they're going back as far as 15, 16 years when I was on the county commission, which is fine. That's fair game. And I'll defend every action I took. I'll defend every, I'm not going to go, you know, ambulance fees. Yeah, we raised ambulance fees so that we could get reimbursement from insurance companies and from the federal government. When the federal government increases the reimbursement for Medicaid, if we don't increase our fee schedule, we don't get the reimbursement that other cities would get. Why would I want Lansing taxpayers to pay when the federal government is offering more or when insurance companies will authorize more? Of course we're going to get the maximum reimbursement. So it's just typical political crap. And, of course, that's what Rick Snyder wants to have the rule of the day. He's more comfortable because he has more money, deeper pockets. He can afford to buy the ads that he wants, and that's why he doesn't want a debate. Plain and simple. You've hit on the reason, Tony. He can reach into his millionaire, multimillionaire pockets, the ill-gotten gain from his Gateway experience, and buy the TV he needs. So why would he want to go on TV in a debate where he actually has to defend his posture? He has to defend his position, which is largely indefensible. I can see why the guy doesn't want to debate, because he's running from his record. I'm running on my record. I'm proud of my years. I'll talk about any of my time as a county commissioner, as a legislator, and now as mayor of Lansing. I know how government works. I've been there. And you talk about fixing government. I've been doing it. I've laid out the red carpet instead of the red tape for business in Lansing. I've gotten results. Brenda Lawrence and I are on the front lines actually doing things, growing jobs in this economy, governing in tough times. I'll put my record and Brenda's record up against Snyder and Callie any day of the week. We are the dynamic duo. We are the two to move Michigan forward. And it's just a shame that this guy and his running mate want to run and hide instead of standing up and giving the public the debates that they deserve and explaining their position and their vision.
We are talking with Michigan gubernatorial candidate and Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mayor, we pride ourselves on not making a story every day on the latest poll. A lot of media has to do that to get people to listen to them. We don't like to sensationalize that. But perception can be reality. How are you going to change the perception that you don't stand a chance in this election?
Well, let me give you a little dose of reality. The best way to change perception is to change the reality. I don't care much about polls, you know that. I say the poll that matters is the poll that opens at 7 a.m. on November 2nd and closes at 8 p.m. because the people ultimately would decide, not the pundits, the pollsters, or the prognosticators. But if you want to look at polls, a couple days ago, the last poll Rasmussen did, which most of the media hid and just covered, just didn't really report, the Rasmussen poll showed that the gap now is 13 points. They're saying it's about 38-51 at this point. It's the closest it's been. We've almost cut his lead in half in just 10 days of TV. So in terms of the perception, both the reality and the perception is that I'm closing in on him, and that's what's going to continue until Election Day. This race is going to tighten up. I was counted out in the primary. I was sold short. That's okay. I'd rather sneak up on them. I'm the underdog. I believe we have the message of the people. Ours is a Main Street agenda instead of a Wall Street agenda. Rick Snyder's agenda and his experience is one of Wall Street. It's one of enriching the fat cats at the top and letting the working man fend for himself. When I'm governor and Brenda Lawrence is lieutenant governor, we're going to be looking out for average Michigan folks.
There was a lot of problems over the last 8 years between the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, the House leader, and the minority leader, and getting them on the same page and getting the Michigan agenda taken care of. How are you going to solve that problem? I know a lot of that will be dealt with the election because you're going to have new faces, but how are you going to bring people together and get them to trust what you want to do, Mayor?
Well, Tony, I really believe that I'm the best person to do that because I have some legislative experience. I was a legislative aide for 7 years in the House and the Senate where I worked for the House and the Senate, Senator Berryman. I know how to write bills. I dealt with constituents. And most importantly, Tony, I dealt with everybody on both sides of the aisle. I had friends that were Republican legislators. I worked with everybody. As a mayor, I worked with everybody to get things done, the business community, the labor community, Democrat, Republican, city, suburb, it doesn't matter. We do what we have to do to get growth, to grow the city. And as governor, you got to do that. So these are skills that that I've honed, that I've been doing for years. You look at this debate thing as an example. Rick Snyder gave me a final offer. We were in negotiations for three debates, which he had offered three. He suddenly pulls back and says, nothing, I'm going to take my ball and go home. That might work on Wall Street. His negotiation, his techniques in the political process, please. He and the kid, Callie, they got a rough road ahead. So I'll put my experience up any day of the week. I'm ready to go. I have the experience, the skills. I have friendships on both sides of the aisle. I can build trust with the Republicans because I got nothing against them. I happen to be a Democrat. I have a view, a certain philosophy. When the election is over, we're going to come together as Michiganders. And I'm going to, of course, challenge everybody's sense of community pride, of state pride, and spirit to say we've got to fix Michigan. We've got to pull together to grow Michigan. And I'm the one with the proven track record to do it, both in the legislature and in the city of Lansing.
All right, the final question we have for the mayor. I am a business owner, and I want to hire 100 people, but I'm not even considering the state of Michigan, Mayor, because the taxes are too high, they're not friendly, the business rules and regulations make it tough for me to even think about coming to Michigan. What are you specifically going to do to change that climate?
Well, number one, if you were a business person, number one, if you're in the Lansing area, we've changed the climate in Lansing so that we are growing business in Lansing. We've done it. We've laid out the red carpet instead of the red tape. As governor, I'm going to make Michigan the number one place in the country to do business. Right now, the number one problem facing businesses is access to capital. That's according to the Kauffman Business Report. Number one problem is access to capital, the ability to get a loan. Number seven on that list is taxes. So I have a proposal for a Main Street bank where we're going to take Michigan's money that we now send to Wall Street and invest it in Michigan. We're going to invest in Michigan firms. Why are we investing in Wall Street when Wall Street will not invest in us? This is done in North Dakota to great effect. We can do it in Michigan. So the first thing we're going to do is address the number one problem, and that's we're going to open up access to capital so that small business can grow. We're going to create foreign enterprise zones. so that foreign businesses are attracted here. Instead of our jobs going overseas, bringing foreign dollars in here. We're going to establish green manufacturing zones so that the empty factories and warehouses that you see dilapidating will be reinvigorated. We're going to incentivize those properties. And we're going to so we'll cut taxes for businesses who will come in and invest in our inner city. And I have an entire plan, the Michigan Main Street Agenda, many of which are pieces of things that we have done in Lansing, expansions of things that we have done in the city of Lansing where we are getting results. We have diversified the economy. We have IT, high-tech, bioscience, insurance, and advanced manufacturing. Most importantly, Tony, we are not waving the white flag on manufacturing like my opponent. My opponent thinks that Mexico and China can be our manufacturing sectors. I do not. I reject that notion. I believe in manufacturing. I believe in the skills and the technological prowess of our citizens. We have the most talented and productive workers in the world, and we see that in the Chevy Volt. We see it in the Cadillac CTS made in Lansing and the Buick Enclave and the Chevy Traverse. We are growing business and growing manufacturing in Lansing, and what we've done in Lansing, we can do for the state of Michigan.
All right, Mayor, October 10th, let's get ready to rumble. It should be very interesting. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Tony.